आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सहनौ सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म, तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरम् गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
सो वी आर सीइंग मनोमय कोश, अर्लियर वी हैव फिनिश्ड अन्नमय कोश एंड प्राणमय कोश, एंड शंकराचार्य जी हैज प्रूव्ड दैट अन्नमय कोश इज नॉट आत्मा and pranamaya kosha also is not atma, and he has given reasons for that. Now we are discussing manomaya kosha. He says, what is manomaya kosha? It is jnanendriyani cha manascha manomaya syat. Jnanendriya plus mind is manomaya kosha. So five organs of perception plus mind is manomaya kosha. कोशो मम अहम इति वस्तु विकल्प हेतु हेतु एंड दिस माइंड दिस मनोमय कोश इज द कॉज। हेतु मीन्स कॉज, कॉज ऑफ व्हाट? मम एंड अहम, आई एंड माई। तो माइंड इज द कॉज ऑफ दिस अहम, दिस अहंकार एंड ममत्व पोजिशन। व्हाट एल्स इट डज? वस्तु विकल्प हेतु, इट डिफरेंशिएट बिटवीन टू थिंग्स। संज्ञादि भेद कलना कलितो बलियान, डिफरेंट नेम्स एंड फॉर्म। संज्ञा मीन्स नेम, संज्ञादि आदि मीन्स नेम एंड फॉर्म। संज्ञादि कलना कलितम, इट डिफरेंशिएट्स। बलियान इज वेरी पावरफुल, माइंड इज वेरी पावरफुल। तत्पूर्व कोशम अभिपूर्य विजृंभते यह, Purva kosh, what is the purva kosh? Pranamaya kosh and annamaya kosh. It pervades. Pervades means it energizes, it controls. Without it cannot work. If mind is not there, only annamaya is there, pranamaya is there, there will be no manager to guide. Just think, there is a body in which annamaya kosha is there, no prana, it is dead. Now think of a situation which body is there, prana is there, is working, but there is no mind. Who will guide? So therefore, the subtler the body, they guide the grosser. Gurudev writes, the sense organs in the body, but when the mind is engrossed elsewhere, we do not perceive the things, though they are within the range of our senses. If mind is not there, your eyes are open, but still you are not able to see. This is because the sense centers are in the mind, and if the mind is not available, no perception is possible. It can be easily experienced. You are physically present. If your mind is not here, the satsang, whatever I speak, it will not register. The mind has to be present here. The sense organs by themselves cannot perceive. Sense organs without the help of mind cannot perceive. When the mind flows through the sense organs and reaches the place where the pot is, the experience of this is a pot is generated. The theory of perception in Vedanta is that the consciousness riding the mind, this consciousness is the reflected consciousness. Consciousness is Brahma. Brahman does nothing. So he will not ride and he will not go anywhere. It's only the reflected consciousness illumines. On the mind, as chitta flows out through the sense organs to reach the pot place, ghat desa, and the contact the existence sat of the pot, thus I become conscious of pot. The consciousness of the pot is the knowledge of the pot. I-ness and minus are born in and maintained by this manomaya kosh. Consisting of these sense organs and the mind, the mental seat create two distinctions, me and mine. Through them, the mind annihilates the peace within. So your peace is destroyed by these two factors, your aham, your ego, and your minus, your possessions. Soch ke dekho. Reflect on this. Truly speaking, all our peace is destroyed by only these two factors, I and mine. It destroys the inner peace by sense of me, aham. This is the jeevaham, not the suddaham. So there is idam vritti, aham vritti, and suddaham. This aham vritti, it destroys our peace. And the outer peace by the sense of mind, mama. Mama relates to all outside things. So that also disturbs our peace. Minus is nothing. Very good explanation by Gurudev. What is minus? Minus is nothing but I reflected upon certain objects outside. The extension of ego upon the world of object around is called minus. It is extension of I. So extension of I-ness is minus. This extension spreads to the frontier which can never be well defined. All this hallucination is caused by the manomaya kosha. Manomaya kosha is that powerful force which creates all the apparent differences in the world of pluralistic experiences. Whenever there is no plurality, there is no mind. Hence, mind alone is the cause for all the plurality. The plurality of the names and forms, qualities and activities and utilities. Where mind is not, nothing is there. This is our experience. When the mind is not there, nothing is there. In deep sleep, no mind. Nothing is there, no world. Manamaya kosha fully pervades the preceding kosha, the pranamaya kosha. Mind can only conceive the things known. This is the limitation of mind. It can perceive only the things known. It can go up to only that limit. What I do not know, I cannot think about. The moment I get new knowledge, it becomes a new idea to think about. In short, the present boundaries of my knowledge are the outermost frontiers to which my mind can run and pervade. You have seen Chicago. If I tell you, have you seen Honolulu? Can your mind go to Honolulu? If you have not gone to Honolulu, your mind cannot reach there. This is the limitation. Then he gives a metaphor, beautiful metaphor of, at that time people used to the havan. Oh, what is required in the havan? In the havan you required fire, you required ghee to pour in, and you required pitch to perform it. So similarly he says, panchaindriyai panchabhi eva hotribhi prachiyamano visayajya dharaya. Bole, these five organs of perception, what are they? They said panchabhi hotribhi, these are the hotas, the priest. What they are doing? They are also putting ghee in the fire. What is that? Prachiyamano, being fed. They are feeding the fire. How? Visayajyadharya, visay objects. All these five organs of perception, they bring five types of objects, sense objects, stimuli, and continuously they are feeding the mind with those stimuli. So this is a continuous feeding. Visayajyadharya, ajyadhara, dhara means a continuous flow. Like when we pour ghee, there is no break in that. That is dhara, ajyadhara. So this also, so long we are awake, continuously these five sense organs are feeding the mind with five types of sense object. Continuously it is happening. Jvajalyamano bahuvasana indanai, and it is continuously kindled, the fire is kindled by that vasana. Here vasana means the desires. So by the desires, continuously this indhan, this is the fuel, continuously mano maya agnir bahati prapancham, and this maintains, this agni maintains this prapancha, this phenomenal world. Because of this continuous flow of the stimuli of the sense object, this world is maintained, created. Then he says, very important verse, he says, nasti avidya manaso atrikta. Other than mind, there is no avidya. Manohi avidya, mind is ignorance. Bhava bandha hetu, bhava. Bhava means to become. Bhava bandha hetu. It is the cause of our bondage. Hetu means the cause. So mind is the cause for our bondage. What is mind? Mind is avidya, ignorance. Tasmin vinaste sakalam vinastam. If mind is not there, nothing is there. And when brijambate yasmin sakalam brijambate, when the mind is active, it's present, everything, the whole world comes back. All avidya put together is called maya. When we relate to an individual, we say avidya. And when the totality comes, we say maya. Maya is the shakti of Ishwar. Same maya, when it is identified with the individual, we call it avidya. And it, maya is constituted of three guna, sattva, rajas, tamas, you know. It is called yog maya. Yog maya means they will always be there. The proportion can change, but you cannot eliminate any one of them. You cannot call yourself that I am 100% sattva. Impossible. You will be having some portion of rajas and tamas. Therefore, it is called yoga maya. These functions only in the mind. Therefore, we call it moods of mind. In chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita, we get the full detail of this sattva, rajas and tamas. Therefore, other than mind, there is no avidya. Mind alone is avidya. It is the cause for all bondages in the world of becoming. What is this world of becoming? Bhavasagar. It is so, we have seen many times what is, we want to become one after another, we want to climb the step. I want this is Bhavasagar. When the mind is destroyed, all pluralistic perception and the sense of mortality ends. when the mind and the mortality also end. There is no question of death after that. When it is projected, the entire world gets projected. Therefore, in order to go beyond the world of becoming, if you want to go beyond this Bhavasagar, what you have to do? The mind has to be controlled and transcended. Mind has to be controlled and transcended because for the million years, the mind is habituated of going outside into the world. So now what you have to do? You have to go inside. So mind has to be controlled. Then take a U-turn. Then slowly when you come in, you have to transcend the mind. In Upadesa also it is same thing given. Idam vritti, remove. Come to the aham vritti. Where is this aham vritti? It is in the mind. Where is Atman? Atman is also in the mind. Who is covering that Atman? Aham vritti is covering. Remove the aham vritti. You reach there. Transcend the mind. What is mind? It's a flow of thought. What are these thoughts? Idam vritti and aham vritti. Remove aham vritti and idam vritti. What is left? In mind, both things are there. The Suddha Aham is there. There is the Jiva Aham is there. Aham Vritti. And there is Idam Vritti. If you want to transcend, what you have to do? Idam Vritti is continuously changing, you know that. Now you are seeing chair, other time you are seeing table, this, every moment it is changing. Remove the Idam Vritti. What remains? Aham Vritti. This aham vritti, the jeev, is also changing. Sometimes you say that I am officer, sometimes you become servant in the home. Same aham. This also is changing. Jeev is also changing. Remove that aham vritti also. What will remain? Suddha aham. Can you remove that? No. That would remain. The mind cannot be controlled unless the sense organs are controlled. You remember sam and dham? Controlling the mind is called sam. If you are able to control the mind, the dham is automatic. Control of senses is automatic. But suppose if you are not able to do, then what we have to do? Control at the entry gate. Is it not so? Like in India, we have got check post on the highways. Different state has got the check post. Oh, you are entering, you have to pay tax here. So entry point, check at the entry point. Similarly, if we are not able to control our mind, then you control your senses. Therefore, he is saying, the sense organs cannot be controlled unless their field are controlled. If you are not able to control, if you want to control the sense organ, control the field. Object ko wahan se hata do. So one should first get away from the sense object in order to quieten the sense organs. Then to gain a greater conviction, the seeker must study and reflect upon the scriptures. Now you have withdrawn. Okay. You have withdrawn from the world. By effort you have withdrawn. You are saving now energy and time. What you should do now? It is say, after that they must study and reflect on the scriptures. So utilize this energy in studying the scriptures and reflecting on that. He should read, study, reflect, contemplate and meditate deeply when the non-apprehension of the reality and the consequences of the misapprehension of plurality are removed, the mind becomes predominantly filled with sattva. Our manufacturing defect, we are all rajasic and tamasic. This is manufacturing defect. So if you want to come to sattva, what you have to do? You have to put in effort. Is it not so? Without effort, you can't do it. So if we can do it, then what will happen? Maya is then dispelled and one comes to apprehend the one's own real nature. Many times I have told you the moods of mind, the rajas and tamas binds us. And in the Maya itself, the Sattvagun is there, which means the knowledge. And by Sattvagun, we can come out of the Maya. So what we have to do by an effort, we have to remove our rajas and tamas. If we are able to remove our rajas and tamas, Sattvagun will come. Removing rajas and tamas, reducing rajas and tamas. The moment you come into the sattva, ignorance is gone. Knowledge will take over. Sapne artha sunya, how powerful is this mind? It is said in 170. Sapne artha sunya, sapne in the dream, artha means the object, sunya. There is no object, outside object going inside. Your all sense organs are closed. Your eyes are closed, your ears, there is no gate, but still you are not hearing anything. All sense organs are closed at them. Srijati swasakta, but it creates. Subconscious mind is there, intellect is not there. Only subconscious mind is there, and how powerful is that mind? By its own power, Srijati, it creates. What it creates? Bhokta. Bhokta means enjoyer. Not the waking enjoyer. It's the enjoyer of the dream. Sapna bhokta. It creates. Bhokta adi viswam. Adi. What is adi here? Dreamer, dreaming, and the dream world. These three things is created by the mind. Knower, known, and knowing. Experiencer, experienced, and experiencing. All three are created by this mind. Vishwam mana eva sarvam. Mana eva, alone. There is no other contributor. Only the mind is so powerful to create the dream world without any material going inside. Tatheva jagrata pi na vishesa. Shankaracharya says, this is blasting our own thinking. He says Jagrat is also like that, you know. It is not really there. We are giving reality to it. Tathaiva Jagrat bhi no vishesh tat sarvam etat manaso bijanmanam. In Jagrat also, what is this word? It's mind only. Mind only. If mind is not there, world is not there. It is kalpana. Shankaracharya says, during the dream, when there is in fact no connection with the waking world, there is no connection with the waking world, the mind out of itself creates the dreamer, the dream world, and the dream experience. What is the term for this? Sanskrit term? Triputi. The experience, and the experience of Triputi in the dream are all created by the mind alone. So Triputi, whole Triputi is created by the mind alone. The mind is the dream subject, the mind is the dream object, and the mind again is dream experience of the joy and sorrow. All three in one. Similarly, in the waking state also, there is no reality at all. There is no reality at all. Just as in the dream, the mind creates a world of its own, which has an appearance of reality, so to the apparent reality of the universe perceived in the waking world, but a hallucination. So long we are identified with the dream world, we experience joy and sorrow. So long we are dreaming, we think the dream is real. The moment we come out of the dream, we say it is false. Is it not so? During the dream, we enjoy and suffer. It seems real. Even if a guru comes and tells you this dream is not real, you will not accept at that time. Similarly, in the waking world, when Shankaracharya is saying this is also a dream of 100 years. Scientists say when we dream, dream number two in dream number one. Shankaracharya says this Jagrat Avastha is also a dream. This is dream number one. In dream number one, When we see dream number two in the night, at that time it is real. But when we come out from dream number two to dream number one, then we say the dream number two is false. Shankaracharya is saying that this dream number one is also false. The waking time, you're all dreaming only. When will I come to know that this is false? When you come out from the dream number one. When can I come out from the dream number one? When you come out, when you remove your aham vritti and idam vritti, then you reach to suddham. Aham vritti means jeev vritti, ego. When you remove the idam vritti and aham vritti, come to the suddha aham, then you will say this aham vritti and the idam vritti both are false. All that we see around is a projection of our mind. Stop the mind and the world ends. One may say, how about the other man seeing it? I will stop my mind. I will not be able to see the world. What about the other person? But the other man is also the perceiver's own creation only. You are thinking that for him the world is there. Well, that is also your thinking. Your perception. So the mind in all of us is the cause which gives rise to the feelings and experience of the pluralistic world. Therefore, get out, get out. Only Gurudev can say this thing. Roll up the universe, carry it as a seat under your arm. Like the people come for exercise here, they bring their mat. When they come, they roll it. So at that time, such a big mat was not there. Only asans used to be there. He said, you roll your asana, put it on the arm. Turn around, turn inside. Turn around, we are all extrovert. He is saying, turn around, take a U-turn. Step in another dimension, stop the mind. Turn around means, idam vritti gone. Do you understand? Turn around, means idam vritti gone. Now he says, 171.
Sushupti kale manasi praline.
Sushupti kale manasi praline.
Naivasti kinchit sakala prasiddhehe.
Naivasti kinchit sakala prasiddhehe.
Ato manah kalpita eva pumsah. Ato manah kalpita eva pumsah. Samsara eta sanavastutosti. Samsara eta sanavastutosti. Sushupti, again read and follow. Sushupti kale manasi praline.
Sushupti kale manasi praline.
Naivasti kinchit sakala prasiddhe.
Naivasti kinchit sakalam prasiddhe.
Ato manah kalpita eva pumsah.
Ato manah kalpita.
Samsara eta sanavastu tosti.
Samsara eta
sanavastu tosti. Together. Sushupti
kale manasi praline. Naivasti kinchit sakala prasiddhe.
Ato manah kalpita eva pumsah. Samsara eta sanavastu tosti.
Susupti kale manasi praline naiva asti kinchit sakal prasiddhe. Sakal prasiddhe, it is proved by all. Everybody experiences this. Susupti kale, in the deep sleep. Manasi praline, when the mind is merged into the causal body. When the mind is merged into the causal body, whatever. Naiva asti kinchit, there is nothing there. Sakala prasiddhe, in Tattva Bodh also we have seen, What is this? It is said, kinchit na janami, kinchit api na janami. I don't know anything in deep sleep. That is our experience also. Sakal prasiddhe. There is no exception. Everybody will say the same thing. In the deep sleep, there is no word. Ato mana kalpita eva sansara punsa. Ata therefore. Mana kalpita. Kalpita means imagine, projection. Projection by whom? Mana kalpita. Eva means alone. Sansar, this whole world is only a projection or an imagination of the mind alone. Acha, now we have to prove it. There is a process called anvay and vyatirek. By the process of anvay and vyatirek, let us find out. So when we are in the deep sleep, mind is not there. Vyatirek. It is not there. Therefore, no word. What is anvay? In the jagrit avastha, mind is present. Anvay means it is present. Vyatirek means absence. In jagrit avastha, mind is present. Therefore, the world is there. Therefore, mind is world. Vyatirek, in susupti, in deep sleep, mind is not there. There is no world. In jagrit avastha, anvay, mind is there, mind is present, world is there. Therefore, mind is world. But we are troubled by this mind. We are troubled with mind. In Tattvabodh we have studied Sukh Dukkhadi Bhoga Ayatanam Sadhanam. Ayatan is the body. Sthul Sarir is the body. This mind, the Sukshma Sarir, is Sadhanam, instrument. So where this Sukh Dukkh is experienced? In the mind. All Sukh Dukkh is experience in the mind. So can we draw the conclusion? All the stress, tension, sorrows, these are all experience in the mind and alone. It is a creation of mind. Mind never creates situations outside. It never creates outside. Situations are created outside because of our karma. Because of my action, I get conducive or non-conducive circumstances. But mind projects in unconducive circumstances, it projects is giving me sorrow. Or in the conducive circumstances, it will say, no, this is giving me happiness. Same person, one person's mind will say this person is good, other person's mind will say this, no, he is not a good person. Whose creation is that, good and bad? Tree is there, mountain is there, or the river is there, good and bad? Who is superimposing? It is the mind. That is raga and dvesha. That is jeeva srishti. Ishwar srishti is not giving trouble. It is the jeeva srishti which is giving trouble. So it is all manakalpita. Etasna vastutah asti. In reality, it is not there. But we are giving reality to it. Therefore, we are suffering. This you can understand only in the satsang when your mind is sattvic. Now you understand all the experiences of sukh, dukh, tension, stress, sorrows are all created by the mind and mind is not real. We are giving reality and we are suffering. But if somebody is suffering, don't tell them that this is the science behind it. At that time, don't tell. अरे ये कुछ नहीं है, मर गया तो क्या हुआ? No, no, no. Don't do that. It's only mine. We give reality and we suffer. Therefore, don't blame others. Stress, sorrows, tensions will come through somebody. Through somebody. Only yesterday I was telling children that Lord Narayan will not come with his four hands and will give you the packet of joy and sorrow. A story from Padma Puran, where it says, Yoga same Bahamyam, Aham Bahami. I will be telling children today also, same story. So, Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandhamochayo. Have you heard this line? Many times. It is from Amrit Bindu Upanishad. Mana eva, mind alone. Manushyanam karanam, it is the cause. For what? For bandhan and moksha, for your sorrow or the joy. For your liberation and your bondage. Mind is the cause. In society we say, he is a good person. The mind, my mind says. He is a bad person. My mind says. It's my projection. My rag and dvesh is projected on that. But Vedanta gives us the broad vision. So with that broad vision, you enjoy, entertain yourself in this world. Vedanta is giving the vision, what is happening. It is all mind. Now you see the play of the mind and you enjoy. This is what Vedanta tries us to tell us. Giving, dissecting the mind and telling this is mind. Where it is happening, how it is happening. Who is giving the reality? Therefore, we should understand it. Enjoy everything, even suffering also. Suffering will come. Why it will come? Because of the karma. Joy and suffering both will come in our life because we have got 50% punya and 50% paap. Therefore, we have got the human birth. If had it been more punya, we would not have been sitting here. We would have been the devlok. And more papa, lower jhana. So we all have more or less 50-50. There is a biscuit 50-50. 50-50. So each one of us will be experiencing sorrow. Now you know your mind, now how to tackle it, sorrow will come, I can't stop it. But whether I will cry or not, this is my mind. When the sorrow comes, whether I will cry or not, it is in my hand. That option I have got. So enjoy the sorrow also. Gurudev says, when sorrow comes and he sees that you are not crying, he will run away. Sorrow will go away. I came here, I wanted to see him crying, but he's not crying. He will leave. Practical examples. Swami Ram Tirth was once traveling, and at those times people used to walk. He fell into a ditch. And he enjoyed, this is my first experience. I never experienced a ditch. Other people, what will they do? When they fell in, koi dekha ki nahi mere ko? And Ram, Swami Ram says, a sorrow going somewhere and you fell into the ditch, everything, your cloth and all, everything is soiled. But I never had this experience before. Enjoy it. Once Akhandananji Maharaj were traveling in an ambassador. At those times there used to be only one ambassador car by builders. And Indian roads, nowadays you have got a good experience, the highways are there. Otherwise, it used to be full of ditch. And in the rainy season, and Maharajji was sitting, and from the other side one car or the truck was passing, and pachas, and the water spill. And Maharaj-ji sitting in the rear seat, his dress was fired. Not only that, one drop of the water went to his mouth also. And the driver was furious. Maharaj-ji driver was furious. Then he saw, the truck was going. It was written, Buri Nagar Wale, Tera Mu Kala. And Maharaj-ji said, आज तो मैंने चरणामृत तो भगवान का बहुत बार पिया, आई हैव गॉट द कार चरणामृत टुडे. यू सी दे मेक द थिंग्स लाइक इवन द इट्स नॉट ए गुड स्टेट ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस बट स्टिल दे मेक इट लाइट. Somebody told Socrates, oh, your nose is very big. He said, it's very good. I can take more oxygen. See, you have to change like this. If somebody is criticizing, doesn't matter. Chalo, usme se plus point nikalo. Once Tukaram was gone to his field and cut his all sugar canes. And was bringing in his bullock cart. Then all the children and all the villagers, oh, Tukaram ji, oh, you have cut all your sugar canes? Yes. Oh, I want one. So everybody took one. When he came home, it was only one left. So he gave to his wife. Wife became very furious. So you have distributed out what we will eat. Then she started beating Tukaramji with that sugar cane. And it broke into two pieces. I said, Achha hua hai you. Now it is two pieces. I don't have to break it. You take one, I will take one. So change the situation. So everything is in mind. If your man is changa, then kathauti mein ganga. This is a wise saying. If man is changa, then kathauti mein ganga. Now Shankaracharya is going to explain it by an example, and very good example, natural.
वायुना नीयते मेघः वायुना नीयते मेघः पुनस्ते नैव नीयते पुनस्ते नैव नीयते मनसा कल्प्यते बन्धः मनसा कल्प्यते बन्धः मोक्षस्ते नैव कल्प्यते मोक्षस्ते नैव कल्पते. अगेन वायुना नीयते मेघः वायुना नीयते मेघः पुनस्ते नैव नीयते पुनस्ते मनसा कल्प्यते बन्धः
मनसा कल्प्यते बन्धः
मोक्षस्ते नैव कल्प्यते मोक्षस्ते नैव कल्पते. टुगेदर वायुना नीयते मेघः पुनस्ते नैव नीयते मनसा कल्प्यते बन्धः मोक्षस्ते नैव कल्प्यते.
वायुना आनीयते मेघ पुनरतेन एव नीयते. वायुना वाय द विंड आनीयते दे कलेक्ट दे ब्रिंग टुगेदर व्हाट मेघ क्लाउड्स. सो व्हेन द क्लाउड्स आर ऑल कलेक्टेड व्हाट इज द फोर्स बिहाइंड इट द वायु विंड इज कलेक्टिंग ऑल द क्लाउड. पुनरतेन एव नीयते पुनर अगेन यू विल फाइंड इट स्कैटर्ड नीयते अगेन गॉन. Which force has taken and scattered the clouds? Wind. So wind collected the cloud and the farmer is thinking now it will rain. Cloud gathered. But after some time, cloud scattered. So vayu collected, wind collected, and wind dispersed also. सिमिलरली मनसा कल्प्यते बंधः मोक्षते नैव कल्प्यते. सो बाय द माइंड सिमिलरली सी हाउ नेचुरल एग्जाम्पल इज गिविंग एवरीबडीज एक्सपीरियंस cloud is collected by the wind and cloud is scattered by also the wind. Cause is only one cause. Similarly, manasa kalpate bandha, it is the mind which binds you, imagines, kalpate imagines, projects, or is the cause. Moksha ten eva kalpate, and liberation ten eva by that alone. Kalpate is the cause by that. So mind is cause for the bandhan and the moksha. Again bring that. Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayo. The same thing is said in the Kapil Gita also. Chet khalu bandhaya. Chet khalu bandhaya. Chet means your mind. Khalu, indeed, bandhaya. That binds you. Kapil is giving upadesh to his mother, Devuti. That mind is the cause of bondage. And we all have analyzed the mind. We give the reality and we suffer. You see, the electricity and fire, they can help us and they can destroy us. Both. If we can control electricity and fire, we can use it for good cause. For our benefit, we can use it. But if we don't control, what will happen? Similarly, poison. Poison in the controlled measure is a medicine. In many medicines, poison is given at a controlled measure. But if you take uncontrolled measure of poison, you die. Similarly, the mind controlled is your friend. Uncontrolled mind is your. Therefore, what we have to do? Control the mind which is habituated to go outside. Control it. Then what next? After controlling? Reinvest that time. Where? TV serial? No. Sraman Manan Nididhyasan. Reinvest. So how mind creates bondage? Next question is being answered by Shankaracharya.
Dehadi sarva vishaye parikalpya ragam.
Dehadi sarva vishaye parikalpya ragam.
Vatnati tena purusham pasuvat gunena. Vatnati tena purusham pasuvat gunena. Vairasya matra vishavat suvidhaya paschat. Vairasya matra vishav. Suvidhaya paschat, enam vimochayati tanmana eva bandhat. Enam vimochayati tanmana eva bandhat. Dehadi sarva vishaye parikalpya ragam. Dehadi sarva vishaye parikalpya ragam. Vadnati tena purusham pasuvat gunena. Vairasya matra vishavat suvidhaya paschad.
Vairasya matra vishavat suvidhaya paschad.
Enam vimochayati tanmana eva bandhat.
Enam vimochayati tanmana eva bandhat.
Dehadi sarva vishaye parikalpya ragam. Vadnati tena purusham pasuvat gunena. Vairasya matra vishavat suvidhaya paschat. Enam vimochayati tanmana eva bandhat.
Dehadi sarva vishaye parikalpya ragam. Dehadi. Deha, body, adi, sense objects. Dehadi, sarva visaya, for all objects, parikalpa, having created, ragam. Ragam is attachment. The mind is the cause for man's attachment to the body and sense objects. Mind is the cause. Dehadi, whole world, deha and adi, whole world, objects and everything. Sarva vishay, in all objects. Sarva vishay, how it gets attached? It gets attached because he finds some sukh there. He projects, he imagines that there is some sukh there. So how this rag is created, sukh is created? First is the sobhan buddhi, this is a technical term, we always use it. Sobhan buddhi. Sobhan buddhi means this will give me some joy. Sobhan buddhi. If I get this object, this person, this being, then I will get some joy. Second stage is I like it. The moment sobhan buddhi comes, next stage will be I like it. After I like it will come I desire it. When the desire is strong, then you will go in for it. Humko chahiye. Otherwise, life is bekar. I can't live without that person, that being, or this and that. So it is the sobhan buddhi. Sobhan buddhi. In Shastra, there is a story comes of the Purjan and Puranjani. Purjan and Puranjani. Whenever the Puranjani is happy dancing, Puranjani is also happy and dancing. Sobhan buddhi. That is not a story, that is our story, you know, actually. Whenever our children are happy and dancing, we are also happy and dancing. The moment they create problem, some problem, we are unhappy. Everything is gone. Bhagnati tena purusam pasuvad gunena. Bhagnati, it binds ten by that rag. Purusam to the man. Pasuvat, like an animal. Gunena, by rope. One of the meaning of the gun is the rope. Three gunas are like rope. They bind us. So, Shankaracharya is giving an example how the animals are tied with the rope. Similarly, in the same way, this rag that binds us, attachment binds us. And we have seen many times, we experience sorrow because of attachment. We get the sorrow only from those places where we are attached. If we are attached to a person, being, or any object. Agar mera makan mein crack ho jaye, aapko kuch nahi hota hai. Because I am not attached to your house, na? But you are attached to your house. Thoda sa rang peel kar jaye, paint has come out. Bhagnati. So who is bound? It is the mind is bound. Once Mahatma Baba Farid was traveling with his one disciple. And he saw a farmer pulling a cow. Normally what happens after the agriculture and all that, the bull or the cow, whatever it is, that they tie a rope and the farmer is going ahead and pulling the cow. It's a normal scene in India. So Baba Farid asked his disciple, who is bound? Did you get it? Yes. Farmer is pulling the cow with the rope. Baba Farid is asking, who is bound? Sisa said, of course, the cow. Baba Farid said, no. Farmer is bound. How? Bola, cut the rope and see whether the cow or the bull follow the farmer or the farmer follows the bull or cow. Cow and bull start running. Who will follow? Farmer will follow. Who is bound? So bandhan starts from the deha, basic deha. Then after all, suppose you are traveling somewhere. Tomorrow we have to travel to Puria. Bound by Deha, what is required? This afternoon we'll start packing. And for Deha, you need all this shampoo, then clothes, then this cream, lot of things. And you'll find many people traveling in India also. In earlier times, they used to carry their bed, their pillow also. Without that, they can't sleep. It shows how much we are bound with the things. Bhagnadi. Vairasyam atra visvat subhidaya paschat enam vimochayati tat mana eva bandhat. But vairasyam, distaste, atra, here, visvat like poison. Subhidaya, having thought, paschat thereafter, enam, him, vimochayati, liberates. Tat mana, that mind, eva bandhat, very same. From the bondage, it liberates. Thereafter, the same mind creates a distaste for the very same object which you were very much liking. Distaste will come. As though they were poison and liberates man from the bondage. So first the rag came. The moment you start thinking, no, this is not giving me any more joy, then the same thing becomes like a poison. Distaste. Khatam. Chhod de isko. In a prison, there were two prisoners, there were some animosity in them, and they started quarreling. Koi kisi se baat nahi karta hai. Because some misunderstanding. After some time, somebody told you, you have misunderstood that situation. It was like this. Both of them realized that we have misunderstood. Now they become friends. Similarly, the mind is like that. It is a bandhan. Why it is bandhan? Because of the rag. Where is the rag? Dehadi. Deha and all the sense objects and the world. You train it and you come out of it. Okay. So our mind torments us. Why it torments us? He will tell why it torments us. Purify it, bring it to the sattva, same mind will give you sukha. So what should be our take home point? Be careful where this mind is getting attached. It is the habit of mind to go and get attached. We should be careful, the mind should be under the control of intellect. We should be careful where it is getting attached. We should be careful to that. One more verse we'll see.
Tasman mana karanama sajantoho. Tasman mana karanama sajantoho. Bandhasya moksha sachava vidhane. Bandhasya hetur malinam rajogunaihi. Bandhasya hetur malinam rajogunaihi. Mokshasya shuddham virajas tamaskam. Mokshasya shuddham virajas tamaskam. Tasman mana karanama sajantoho. Tasman mana karanama sajantoho. Bandhasya moksha sachava vidhane. Bandhasya hetur malinam rajogunaihi.
Bandhasya hetur malinam.
Mokshasya shuddham virajas tamaskam. Tasman manah karanama sajantoho. Bandhasya mokshasya javavidhane. Bandhasya hetur malinam rajogunaihi. Mokshasya shuddham virajas tamaskam. विरजस्तमस्कम्
तस्मात् मनः कारणम् अस्य जन्तो बंधस्य मोक्षस्य च या विधाने विधाने मीन्स टू ब्रिंग अबाउट द बंधन एंड मोक्ष द हेतु द कॉज द कारण इज द माइंड द बंधन एंड मोक्ष बोथ आर बिकॉज ऑफ द माइंड सो विच माइंड विल गिव यू लिबरेशन मोक्षस्य शुद्धम विरजः तमस्कम् मोक्षस्य शुद्धम फॉर लिबरेशन शुद्धम माइंड इज नीडेड शुद्ध माइंड इज द सात्विक माइंड बी रज फ्री ऑफ रज एंड तम तमस्कम तम द माइंड विच इज फ्री ऑफ रजस एंड तमस द माइंड विच इज शुद्ध सो रिड्यूसिंग रजस एंड तमस मीन्स इंक्रीजिंग सत्व predominant sattva will come. Bandhasya hetu malinam rajogunai mochasya suddham virajas tamaskam. And what is the hetu of moksha? Is the suddha without rajas and tamas. Without and rajas and tamas. We have seen many times that we are all born with the rajas and tamas, predominant rajas and tamas. We have got a suddham, that is malin suddham. Malin suddham means by that sattagun we are not able to perceive or experience our atman. This is our state. If we want to experience our atman, then what we have to do? We have to reduce rajas and tamas, increase Sattvanta. So long we are in the Rajas Tamas, we are at the lower level. The moment we are in the Sattva, the higher level. Water flows, the people kick the water, and the fire which goes up, people worship the fire. The mind which flows with the Rajas and Tamas, we are tossed by that mind. And the mind which is pure sattva will give you the joy. What should we do? What should be our effort to reduce the rajas and tamas? Make the mind predominant. If the mind becomes suddha sattva, then Kabir will say, Jab man mast vaha to kyon bole? Why should I speak? Why should I speak? Why should I indulge in the world? Jab man mast hua, when it is in the sattva state, why should I speak? Why should I transact with the world? What for? And our Swamiji, Swami Advaitanandji used to say, the man lago meri pakiri mein, jo sukh payo ram bhajan mein, so sukh nahi ameeri mein. Once you get your mind become sattvic, you will start getting sukh in the bhajan. And when you compare the sukh of this bhajan with the richness, you will say, "Arey, usme ameeri mein koi sukh nahi hai. Jo sukh payo ram bhajan mein, so sukh nahi ameeri mein." You will realize that the quality of sukh in the bhajan is much more greater than what you experience with your richness.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Gacchate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti
Shanti
Hari Om.